So what is the line between being selfish and thinking about oneself? See, when we are selfish, it is basically that we don't care for the other person. Whereas thinking about the self means simply that our thoughts go to the about myself first. But that doesn't mean I don't think about the other person at all. Okay, I think about myself first, then I think about the second other person. When there is intense love, I may think about the other person first. That's fine. But even if that is not happening, if I'm thinking primarily about me or exclusively about me, I don't care for the other person at all, then that is a serious problem. So over a period of time, in a relationship, people understand each other in the sense that, you know, this thing upsets this person or this thing is important for this person. And even after knowing that something is important for this person, still they neglect it. Even after knowing that something is like a sensitive spot, still that they persevere with that or whatever, then that indicates selfishness. And so think about oneself first. Yes, with the great love one may outgrow that. But even if that doesn't happen, then okay, I think of myself, this is what I would like to do. But then I think, what will they think about this? And if they don't like it, is it really worth doing it? How am I going to explain it? So if that kind of thinking only is not there, so you know, I cannot not think from my perspective. I'll always think from my perspective. But along with that, if I'm in a close relationship with someone, I should also be able to think from the other person's perspective. I cannot think entirely from their perspective, but at least to some extent. So if that is not happening at all, then that is selfishness. So say the difference between thinking selfishly and thinking about a self is that is whether one does sooner or later think from the other person's perspective. If one doesn't think from the other person's perspective at all, then that is definitely selfishness.
We should disassociate, or if we find that with practical examples we figure out that he doesn't care, she doesn't care.
Well, if you're going through that situation where you find people are repeatedly selfish, it is not so much that we reject, it depends on the nature of the relationship also. See, there are, all relationships are ultimately reciprocations. So if a person doesn't reciprocate, when people reciprocate, the two people come closer and closer. When people don't reciprocate, then the distance between them increases. So certain relationships just function best at a certain level of distance. There's a saying that, you know, good fences make good neighbors. So like that, in certain relationships, you know, it's not necessary that all relationships have to be intimate or close relationships. Even among family members also, you know, sometimes there are 3-4 sisters or 3-4 brothers. Two of them may be close to each other, other two may not be so close to each other. So like that, even in the family also, sometimes there may be different levels of distance between different members in the family. That may not be the best, but we have to work with what we have. So if we have too much expectation from someone and that person is repeatedly disappointing us, then better to have that relationship at a certain distance. And then whatever intimacy know, we have other friends, we have other family members, other relatives or whatever, we find that intimate connection elsewhere. Maybe over a period of time, the proximity will come more and more. It's, you know, love can be one way, but relationship cannot be one way. A loving relationship has to be both ways. So if there's not adequate reciprocation, then I think we want to have a closer relationship, but we also have to protect ourselves from rejection or disappointment. And then we need not, we also are finite beings. So we cannot invest too much in, we cannot invest in all relationships. So we can decide which relationship I want to invest in more. And that will often depend on how the other person is reciprocating. Let's answer the question. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.